Overseer on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. In his room on the Thames embankment, Gregory Keene turns the next page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
Well, we finally broke Tony Marzotti's nerve by whispering it about that he'd put us onto Yachty Bloom for the murder of Peter Ridgway, who hadn't been murdered at all, of course. And to cut a long story short, Marzotti had arranged to meet us at 11 o'clock that night in his flat. He was going to give Demetrius away, if we agreed to smuggle Marzotti out of the country in return. We turned up at his flat early and settled ourselves, Mitchell, Cutts and myself. The room we waited in had Venetian blinds and a small balustrade outside the window. Marzotti arrived and tried to make his deal with us. We could only promise him his life, and he decided to talk. He said, "All right, if you want Demetrius, go to..." and stopped. His eyes staring at nothing, glazed. His face rigid, mouth open as he stumbled back against the Venetian blind. Marzotti, don't lean back against that blind, you fool. Answer me. Where's Demetrius? Tell me, where is Demetrius?
It's no good, Major. He's dead.
He's dead. Well, get him away from that window. Get the blind up.
Help me lay him down. Good Lord. Will you look at that, sir?
Never mind, Marzotti. Get that blind up. Can you see anything?
Not a thing, sir. Street's empty.
Mitchell, get down the street and grab the first constable you see.
Right.
Oh, how could I have been such a fool, Cutts? Just tell me that, will you? They must have had someone out there in the balustrade waiting for him.
Probably all the time we were waiting right here in this room, sir.
And while Marzotti was talking to us, whoever it was just calmly stabbed that thing into the back of his neck through the Venetian blind. What is it?
Looks like a hatpin to me, sir.
Yachty Bloom, the expert, eh? Before Marzotti had a chance to tell us a word. So the gang's breaking up, and Tony Marzotti was the first to go. Oh, I don't know, Cutts. I really don't know. Maybe we'd better hand this business over to someone else.
Oh, you've done as well as anyone could, sir. And Demetrius is still in London. He hasn't got his loot yet, sir. And he's still right here somewhere. We'll get him yet.
Not like this, we won't, Cutts. Well, come along, there's work to do. Where's Marzotti's phone? Better get hold of Inspector Frayne.
No word from Yachty, no word from Bookman. I don't like it, Hady.
And we have to sit here in Max Rubenstein's apartment and wait and wait.
Yachty was at his flat, we know that. If Marzotti went back to his flat...
Oh, but he wouldn't go near his flat.
He had to, I tell you. He had money there.
If Rubenstein discovers the position we're in, he'll have us in the hollow of his hand.
Rubenstein will discover nothing. Why can't Yachty get to a telephone?
I said we should have taken what we could from Max Rubenstein and gone. We've no chance with Gregory Keene. He's like one of those dogs that never let go. He'll hound us no matter where we run to. You hear me? We'll never escape from him. And do you know why? Because one day he's going to learn the truth about me, and he'll follow you to the ends of the earth. He's not just a policeman after a criminal.
What is he, Hady?
He loves me. He loves me, and he can never be sure of me until you've been caught. And now look. Tony Marzotti was one of your original three men. Yachty Bloom, Rudolph Bookman, and Tony Marzotti. But Keane broke his nerve. Who will be next?
Keane's not even aware of Rudolph Bookman's existence, Hady.
How do we know that? You used Bookman's car the night you faked the attempt on my life, didn't you?
I tell you, Gregory Keane does not know Bookman exists.
Unless Tony Marzotti has told him.
If Tony Marzotti had told him, we would have heard from Yachty Bloom by now.
Oh, I can't go on. I can't go on like this. If we escape this time, what's next? Yachty has to find someone who can substitute for Max Rubenstein. And then there has to be another killing. And then we have to get the treasure out of these galleries. And then we still have to escape.
And so we shall. Now be quiet. Be quiet and get a grip on yourself. Ah. Yes, of course. Well, tell me what happened. You're quite sure? Then come here at once. And Yachty, permit me to congratulate you on an excellent job of work. Well done. You see, Hedy, it really doesn't pay to lose one's nerve. I wonder if Tony Marzotti had time to realize that before Yachty quietened him. Yes. We'll have to arrange for a little bonus for Yachty. I declare the fellow's worth his weight in gold.
Well, there doesn't seem to be much more we can do here. I wouldn't have believed it possible, would you?
Yeah.
I suppose if he hadn't gone and leaned against the blind of his own accord, the fellow outside on the balustrade would have shot him. Do you realize, Marzotti said to me, if you want Demetrius, go to... And they were the last words he spoke in his life.
Yes.
Oh, well, Beck always started, I suppose. Come on, Cuts, let's make a move. You can drive.
Do you want me any more tonight, Major?
Well, I don't expect so. Why?
Off
you go. Take the car if you like. I'll be at the embankment till 3 or so. I want a few hours to myself.
All right, you are, sir. Good night, sir.
Good night, Cuts.
For your own sake, Major Keene, I think it's just about time I started out on my own, like. I can see we're never going to catch Demetrius while you're passing the word along to Miss Hedy Bergner, so that's the first job for tonight. Where's Miss Bergner been? And what was she up to? I'll bet a pound to one of my Aunt Minnie's pork pies she wasn't in her flat.
Yes, Rubenstein. By all means, let him in. Yachty's arrived.
And do I have to sit and look at him? He turns my blood to ice.
And keep your back to him. Ah. Come in, Yachty, come in. We're very pleased with you tonight, aren't we, Hedy?
You don't have to include me in this conversation.
What's the matter with her?
Hedy's a little upset at our narrow escape. Tell us exactly what happened at Mazzotti's flat.
It was easy. I'm waiting up in the balustrade outside his window.
Yes, how did we get up there? Mazzotti's flat was on the third floor.
I don't go up from the street. I don't act that stupid. Mm. I come down from the roof. It's easier, a lot easier.
All right, what next?
I'm already there when Keane and Kutz and this fellow called Mitchell come in. Mm. They even fix the blind for me. What you call it, you know, little slats going across, so...
Venetian.
Yeah, Venetian. Tony Marzotti, he likes things in his flat nice and pretty. He's having those blinds. He's coming in about 11 o'clock. He's saying to Keane, I tell you how to get to Demetrius. You're letting me off. I'm going back to Italy. He don't go to Italy. We know where he's going, eh, Demetrius?
Oh, isn't it enough? You've got rid of him. Isn't that enough without making jokes about it?
It is finding your rather primitive sense of humor disturbing, Yachty, so just confine yourself to the facts. Did Marzotti tell Keane anything significant?
Nearly, but not quite.
You're sure?
I'm hearing every word.
Just how did you contrive it?
I'm going to shoot him. There's no other way. And I do not like it. The noise makes it so hard for me to get away. Then Marzotti says he wants some air and leans against the blind. It's too good to be.
Another of those penetrative knives.
No, the special ones. Marzotti doesn't make a sound, just stands there.
Oh, how ghastly.
It didn't used to worry you, Hedy. Maybe Marzotti was right. Maybe you're getting in love with this Major Keane, eh? Getting soft, maybe.
All right, Yachty, that'll do.
No, it doesn't do. Keane, you don't seem any like Keane. He's with her all the time, isn't he? How are we finishing up if maybe Hedy thinks she's doing better with Keane than with us, eh? What's happening
then? I told you, Yachty, that'll do.
For years I'm letting you do things, Demetrius. You say, look, Yachty, do this, I do it. Never making any mistakes. Not even making mistakes tonight when Mazzotti's giving us all away.
Yachty, you're surely not getting delusions of grandeur, are you?
Tonight is too close for comfort, maybe. Four more words from Mazzotti and we're finished. Like that, kaput. Now Hedy's not liking it because we don't let Mazzotti hand us all over to Major Keane.
Without Hedy, we'd never have known what Keane was doing to Mazzotti. I suggest you confine yourself to your job, Yachty. Leave the thinking to me, do you understand?
Maybe I'm telling you one day.
Do you understand, Yachty?
Yeah, I'm understanding.
Then get out of here. Go back to the sanatorium and don't come out of it again until I tell you. That's about all.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Hedy, Gregory Keene is far more formidable opponent than I gave him credit for.
I've told you over and over again.
Much more formidable. He's never seen me. He doesn't know Bookman exists. He's in love with you. He's hunting Yachty only for a murder he cannot be sure about. And yet, being no closer to us than that, he's tearing us all apart, little by little. Slowly. So slowly. We're coming apart, Hayden, separately, as a group.
No. No, don't say that. What do you mean when you say that?
Just for a moment, Hayden, I found myself wondering if perhaps Shanti wasn't right about you. Now, do you see what I mean? But of course, Shanti was wrong. Wasn't he, Hayden?
I refuse to answer.
No. There's really no answer to a thing like that. Look at the clock. I think you've been here long enough, Hayden. It's time we went back to the flat.
There you are, cabby. Good night.
Night, miss.
Good evening, Miss Bergner.
Cuts. What are you doing here? What do you want?
I've been waiting for you quite a while, Miss Bergner. Quite a while. Come with me now. There's someone who would very much like to see you. To ask you where you've been tonight.
It was odd that Cutts should have chosen just that night to go after Hady on his own account. Mazzotti had made them desperate. She'd had to get to Demetrius. She hadn't been so careful as usual, and we began to pay a little more attention to Max Rubenstein. And soon, there was only one more place for Demetrius to hide.
Demetrius draws Max Rubenstein into a trap in the next chapter of this story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.